Topic 4. Adventurous people. Cue card. Describe an adventurous person you know. You should say who the person is, how you know this person, what this person does that is adventurous. Explain how you feel about the risks this person takes.
I'd like to describe my cousin Liu Ying to you, who, in my opinion, is very adventurous. During the time she was studying at university, she was always active in sports and often organized excursions with fellow students to go mountain biking, rock climbing, swimming in rivers, and so on. She even backpacked in Tibet for 2 weeks with only 400 RMB in her pocket. After she graduated with a degree in medicine, she decided that instead of joining a large hospital, which would have guaranteed her a high salary, she joined a volunteer group to Yunnan to help treat sick villagers. She often has to travel to remote mountain villages and is always in danger of having an accident, being caught in terrible weather, or catching the illness herself. I feel very proud of my cousin for taking these risks because it shows that she is selfless and cares more about those around her. Many people are concerned about those who need help, but seldom sacrifice their own time, energy, and money to reach out to them. My cousin has sacrificed her own career to help others, and I believe her memory will live on in the hearts of those she helps. Daring to be different definitely makes my cousin adventurous.
Part 3. Challenging activities. 1. Are adventurous activities popular in China?
Yes, as more and more people in China are looking for new and different ways to spend their free time, the Chinese youth wish to challenge themselves, which often leads them to extreme sports like snowboarding, rollerblading, rock climbing, and trick BMX. The problem they face is that adventurous activities and extreme sports are not always available, or if they are, they're too expensive for the average Chinese to participate. If more facilities and opportunities were available, then I believe these activities would grow in popularity.
2. Why do you think people like adventurous activities?
I think it's for the rush and excitement that comes from challenging yourself and pushing yourself to the limits. Our lives are set in a routine of work or study. Going on an adventure or doing an activity requires risks, tests our strength and capabilities, and gives us a thrill and feeling of triumph as we conquer nature, conquer our fears, and realize our own strength.
3. What do you think are the advantages and possible disadvantages of experiential training?
The advantages and disadvantages all depend on the individual. Two people may do the same thing, but come away from it with different views on the experience. Some of the advantages are greater: self-confidence, more awareness of your capabilities and limits, and greater physical dexterity. On the other hand, if you don't take proper precautions, you can have serious accidents or cause someone to get hurt. Some people can be overly confident and take too great of a risk, which can end tragically.
Children's development. Challenges. 4. How do you think parents could bring up their children to be more independent?
Parents should give children more opportunities to make mistakes. If children are too sheltered, protected, or pampered, then they will not have the chance to be independent. Parents need to encourage their children to be responsible. If a parent does not give children the opportunity to do things themselves, even if they can't do them very well, then they will never learn. Everyone has to start somewhere, and we're not born knowing how to take care of ourselves. This information should be taught to children in an environment where it's okay to make mistakes, and which encourages children to learn from them and to try new things.
5. Do children have more freedom today to do what they want than before?
That's hard to say. In general, I would say, yes, they do. However, in certain areas, such as education and deciding their career, I think it's the same. Children today have more things than before, and definitely more opportunities to experience things that were not available in the past. So in a way, yes, they do have more freedom. But I think that proper education on how to wisely use that freedom is sadly missing. Children have more freedom, but are not responsible, so they often misuse it.
6. Do children today face more challenges than before?
In a way, yes, they do. Today's society is more demanding, and the pressure is greater than ever. Every parent wants their child to be the best, and often they push their child too hard. Children today do not have time to be a child, but instead have the challenge, difficulty, and pressure of getting high grades, having to go to many classes, and getting into good schools. The challenges children face and experience today are very different from the past, but it's hard for me personally to say if they are greater than before.
Describe an adventurous person you know. You should say who the person is, how you know this person, what this person does that is adventurous. Explain how you feel about the risks this person takes. 1. Are adventurous activities popular in China? 2. Why do you think people like adventurous activities? 3. What do you think are the advantages and possible disadvantages of experiential training? 4. How do you think parents could bring up their children to be more independent? 5. Do children have more freedom today to do what they want than before? 6. Do children today face more challenges than before?